one line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon. Congratulations to your team. Go out on the road and pick up a very impressive 31-14 victory at Stony Brook. What did your team do well in that game?
Oh, well, we played really hard. We were pretty resilient. As everybody knows, it's really hard to win a road game in this league, and winning one at Stony Brook is 10 times harder. You know, Chuck's done a great job with that program. They're fast, they're physical, they're big, and they give everybody problems. And our kids were resilient. They worked hard all week. They prepared really, really hard. We gave up some big plays, but played really good red zone defense, and we found a way to run the ball a little bit, and that certainly has helped us out.
Down 10 or down 7-3 early, you had that stretch in the second quarter bleeding into the third where you scored 21 in a row. What was the turning point during that stretch?
I think it came out early in the first series. I think we missed a block, dropped the ball, made a bad pass. You know, more just kind of getting into the rhythm of it, being up there. But once we hit our stride, things just started clicking. Everybody was rolling and played with a lot of energy, a lot of motion, good tempo, and kids were excited to play. And put all those things together, you usually end up with something good.
Got an immediate question in queue if you'll get that, Alexander.
We have a question from Kyle Kensing from Flow Sports. Your line's open.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned the word resilient, and that's been kind of a theme, you know, you guys overcoming so many injuries and keeping your, you know, playoff track kind of in line there. What do you think it is about these guys that they've been able to be so resilient this season?
Oh, well, I think that there's been good leadership, especially from the guys that are older. That even the injured guys, that there's experiences. You got a little yuppie dog, huh? they're watching the older guys, and they're learning as they go. And you know, there's so many guys that have stepped into new roles, especially offensively. And it's taken them a while. There is no substitute for experience, so they've been watching, they've been learning, and they've been growing. But they've been making leaps and bounds in how much they've grown. And next man up mentality means next man up responsibility. And it's not just running plays. I'm responsible to make the guy who used to play this spot, you know, not look as good as me. And our guys work really, really hard at improving. That's the thing you want to say. I could say the same thing for William and Mary, that you look at a team that's improving in the month of November, no matter who's taking snaps, and the kids are growing throughout the year, and that's a sign of a good team.
Yeah, sorry about the dogs. Mad
that's
okay. Here,
but it's cool. I love dogs. Love dogs.
And then, you know, this season you got Kobe and Keon both with 5 interceptions now, and having those guys on defense, I mean, how much of a foundation, I guess, when you have 2 players who can generate so many takeaways, has it been for you guys?
That's been a real blessing. It truly has. But it's not really a surprise. You're talking about especially these 2 individuals themselves are multi-sport, multi-position athletes before they ever got here. These are guys that played on the offensive side of the ball when they played football when they were younger, and they have a great football intelligence as to what an offense is trying to do to them, whether they're facing the front or they're turning and facing the back. And it's, I couldn't say enough about them and their hard work and their study, that they know where they're supposed to be, and if there's a mistake made on the offensive side of the ball, we're going to have a chance to take advantage of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Rob, 462 yards of offense against the always tough Stony Brook defense, and Tom did what he does, 283 through the air. But the running game, again, you control the ball for nearly 40 minutes, 179 yards on the ground. What has clicked with those guys over the last few weeks?
I think it's a combination of growing in all forms offensively. Like, you got an offensive line that was, you know, a little bit brand new, put together starting at the beginning of the season, and the longer this goes on, the more cohesive those guys get, and they're finishing each other's sentences. They talk all the time on and off the field, and they really know each other's presence in the kinesthetic sense. And, you know, we've done a decent job offensively as a staff putting these kids in position to be successful, you know. Yee's a certain type of back, AP's a certain type of back. You know, you lose Shane, you lose Kobe, and, you know, trying to finagle some of that, guys have really stepped into these roles, and it's not just taking over a spot, it's excelling as you take over, and they keep getting better. So when you're getting better in the month of November, you got a chance to do special things.
Defensively, Stony, everybody knows that how physical Stony Brook is and likes to run the ball. You guys were pretty much able to shut them down and make them sort of one-dimensional. Was that the game plan, what were you able to do that?
Without a doubt, that was definitely a game plan, because if you can't stop the run, they're just going to keep running it all over you all night long. It's going to make for a very long day. So we were committed to that. We knew that the RPO game was real, and they knew that they were going to take their shots. And then the only chance to really beat them was to make them one-dimensional or do our best to do it. We played really well up front, played really strong up front. The lack of mental errors this week was astounding, how well we knew our stuff, what we were supposed to do, be in the right place at the right time. And again, that's, you know, we're getting better defensively. We're growing defensively, and we might have given up some big plays. You know, couple that with playing good red zone defense, that too leads you to where you want to be in the month of November.
Obviously, you touched on with Kyle Keon's two big interceptions in the fourth quarter, but Jeremiah Wynn, one of your freshmen, five tackles and a big interception there in the second quarter when you made that run. Just maybe speak of what he's brought to your team and how big that play was in the second quarter.
Well, we've seen this young man have potential from day one, but, you know, there's a lot of growing pains of being a first full-time semester freshman. And trust me, he's growing through them. But he's now got his feet on the ground. He's kind of figured out what college life is really about as a Division I student athlete. And as such, you know, he had earned the right to get on the field. And we had a good idea of what he could do. I'm really impressed with what he did do, and more impressed with what he'll be able to do in the future.
William and Mary, as you know, 462 yards rushing last Saturday. They have three straight games over 200. As you've started to study them, what impresses you about what they're doing offensively?
Well, the multitude of formational interesting things, it's pretty impressive. I like guys that do that. I've done that a little bit in my own career, and it creates challenges for a defense. And when you're fast and you're a physical defense, the one thing that can slow you down is having to think. And they're doing a good job at making defenses think. They're very physical. They run really, really hard, and they do some dynamic stuff. So it's a true challenge for our defense this week.
What are some of the key, you know, as you said, with the number of formations, the number of different people that they have running the ball, what is it, I guess, impressive? Because it's certainly a different type of offense to defend.
Oh, sure. I mean, before you do anything, you got to line up. You know, guys talk about trying to defend plays and how best to defend plays with specific techniques within your scheme. And hell, you can't even talk about that until you figure out how to line up right. And with the multitude of formations that they give you and the movements that they give you and some of the not normal, unconventional formations and what can happen out of those formations, because there's so many of them, it's hard to get a beat on what they do out of each one. So it really is a challenge. My hat's off to their offensive coordinator. He's done a really, really good job this year putting those guys in position to be successful.
With that victory last week, still on track, as Kyle mentioned, for potential postseason berth, is the message to your team still sort of one week at a time, every game, playoff game?
We've been here for quite some time now, and it's somebody talk about stacking days, man. We're just stacking plays. It's everything, all you got, that we talk about. Not that we work really, really hard. We do. We work really hard, and every time we work really hard, when we back away from work, we take a big deep breath and realize that our tank is never empty. So there's no reason to ever save anything. We're going to play as hard as we can play. We're having fun doing it. We're going to play as hard as we can play until someone tells us we're not allowed to play football anymore, and we're going to do it play by play. And that's, you just stack those plays up, and you do it right enough time. You do it fast enough times. You do it together enough times. Things tend to work out the right way.
All right, Rob, thanks as always for your time this afternoon. Safe travels to Williamsburg, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.